Me by Elton John. Read by Taron Egerton with Elton John. It was my mum who introduced me to Elvis Presley. Every Friday after work, she would pick up her wages, stop off on the way home at Sivers, an electrical store that also sold records, and buy a new 78. It was my favourite time of the week, waiting at home to see what she would bring back. She loved going out dancing, so she liked big band music, Billy May and his orchestra, Ted Heath, and she loved American vocalists. Johnny Ray, Frankie Lane, Nat King Cole, Guy Mitchell singing She Wears Red Feathers and a Hooly Hooly Skirt. But one Friday, she came home with something else. She told me she'd never heard anything like it before, but it was so fantastic, she had to buy it. As soon as she said the words Elvis Presley, I recognised them. The previous weekend, I'd been looking through the magazines in the local barber shop while I was waiting to have my hair cut, when I came across a photo of the most bizarre-looking man I'd ever seen. Everything about him looked extraordinary. His clothes, his hair, even the way he was standing. Compared to the people you could see outside the barbershop window in the northwest London suburb of Pinner, he might as well have been bright green with antennae sticking out of his forehead. I'd been so transfixed that I hadn't even bothered to read the accompanying article, and by the time I got home, I'd forgotten his name. But that was it. Elvis Presley. As soon as Mum put the record on, it became apparent that Elvis Presley sounded the way he looked, like he came from another planet. Compared to the stuff my parents normally listened to, Heartbreak Hotel barely qualified as music at all. An opinion my father would continue to expound upon at great length over the coming years. I'd already heard rock and roll. Rock Around the Clock had been a big hit earlier in 1956, but Heartbreak Hotel didn't sound anything like that either. It was raw and sparse and slow and eerie. Everything was drenched in this weird echo. You could barely understand a word he was singing. I got that his baby had left him. After that, I completely lost the thread. What was a desk clerk? Who was this bitter Sir Lonely he kept mentioning? It didn't matter what he was saying, because something almost physical happened while he was singing. You could literally feel this strange energy he was giving off, like it was contagious, like it was coming out of the radiogram speaker straight into your body.